morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. That portion of God's Word that we shall read and consider this morning, the Holy Ghost has caused to be recorded in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 11, where we read as follows in Jesus' name. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Christian life is a wonderful life. It's a life of freedom. We have been set free from sin. Death can't touch us. Sin can't rule over us. The devil has no claim on us. It is true that the sinful flesh in which we were born continues to cling to us. We'll not get rid of our sinful nature until our bodies die and we're laid to rest. We don't deny our sin. We confess it. And we claim that God has set us free from the control of sin. Sin clings to us. It is not our master. There are two things we need to understand if we want to live a Christian life. First, we need to understand what happened when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead. Second, we need to understand what happened when we were baptized by Christ's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus shows us the Father. Jesus is shown to us by the Holy Spirit. We are Trinitarian. We believe in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This is the name in which we were baptized. Being Trinitarian, our faith is focused on Jesus Christ. The Father tells us to listen to him. The Holy Spirit testifies of him. What do you think of when you think of Jesus? You may think of his miraculous birth and his wonderful miracles or his power over sickness, death, and demons. At the heart of our thoughts about Jesus is always his death and resurrection. Jesus died once. He died to sin, our text says. He was the only human being ever born who was born free from sin. He alone did not deserve to die, yet he died. He did not die for himself, but for the sin of the world. He bore the curse of sin on the cross. Death is the curse of sin. Christ died our death. His innocent death broke sin's curse. He bore the curse in his innocence. This is how he destroyed the power of sin. He tasted death for us all. Jesus rose from the dead. Death could not hold him. The sin he bore was gone. The debt of our sin was paid. Had he failed to take away our sin, he would have stayed dead. His resurrection proves that his death really did take away the sin of the world. Christ's resurrection is our absolution. Christ's death and resurrection mean that Jesus has taken away sin. He's taken away the power of sin. He's paid the wages of sin. He who bore all sin of all sinners in his body on the cross is now Lord over sin, death, and hell. Thomas Kingo's great Easter hymn says it beautifully. Satan's arrows all lie broken. Death and hell have met their doom. Christ, thy rising is the token. Thou hast triumphed o'er the tomb. Thou hast buried all my woe, and my cup doth overflow. By thy resurrection glorious, I shall wave my palms victorious. Sin cannot touch Jesus. Death cannot touch Jesus. He faced the mortal enemy of humanity and conquered. He vanquished all our spiritual enemies. They are destroyed, and Christ, the victor, holds the field forever. This happened on the cross where Jesus crushed the head of the lying serpent. This happened in Christ's resurrection when God forgave the entire human race of its sin and set the prisoners free. This is what Christ's death and resurrection mean. And here we are 2,000 years later, 2,000 years after Jesus won the victory of the human race over sin and death. What do we see? What do we feel? What do we experience? We see, feel, and experience sin and death. It looks like the gospel doesn't really change anything. We remain sinners until the day we die, and we will most surely die. Every dead body in a casket appears to contradict the Christian claim that Jesus Christ has defeated death. Every dead body over which we mourn reminds our eyes and our conscience that we will lie there someday. The wages of sin is death. We are sinners. The older you get, the more death you witness. You see the payment for sin again and again. Nobody gets out of this world alive. So what is all this talk about Christ defeating sin and death? It's the truth. It is the gospel truth. But it's not a truth that we apprehend through our senses. You can't touch the forgiveness of sins with your fingers. You don't hold eternal life in your hand. Everything we have by faith. That will have to do. It is through faith. Faith doesn't do it. Faith does not bring about the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Christ has achieved that for us by his own death and resurrection. Faith lays hold of it. Faith clings to it. Faith doesn't do it. Faith didn't put the sin of the world on Jesus, and faith didn't raise Jesus from the dead. Christ's death and resurrection are God's doing, and it is wonderful. Sin and death are no more. Jesus did it. It happened when he died and rose. It is done. And when God baptizes us, he baptizes us into Christ's death. He joins us to Christ's death and resurrection. We died and rose again when God baptized us in his holy name. Our baptism is our weapon against sin. Our baptism is our defense against death. If we go by sight, we will be burdened by the failures of our own sinful flesh and the sorrow of death. We don't go by sight, we go by faith. We believe in Jesus. We believe what he says. He says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. He speaks through St. Paul, his apostle, as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And here in our text, he tells us that when we were baptized, we died and rose again. We were joined to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. What Jesus did for us on the cross is what God gives to us in holy baptism. Baptism isn't just a church ritual. It's not just an outward sign of an inward experience. In baptism, we die. In baptism, we are born from above. This isn't just water poured over our heads by a minister. This is the work of Almighty God, by whose word the universe is sustained and all things hold together. When we return to our baptism by daily repentance and faith, we receive from this holy washing the forgiveness of all our sin, a new life of holiness to live, the power of the Holy Spirit to believe what God promises and do what God commands, and the assurance of eternal life. I am baptized. What does this mean? It means that when I confess my sins to God, God gives me, through my baptism, a clean white robe of righteousness to wear, a robe that covers all my sin and presents me before God as sinless and holy. This is the righteousness that exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. This is the righteousness that gives me entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Sin cannot claim me any more than it can claim Jesus. If sin has no power over Jesus, then it has no power over me. That's what my baptism tells me every day of my life. You object. You say, You have broken the commandments of God. You have loved yourself and your desires more than God. You have neglected to pray and have misused His name. You have put other things before your need to hear and gladly learn His word. You have been disobedient. You have ignored your neighbor in his need. You have committed sexual sins. You have stolen. You have lied about your neighbor. You have not been content with what you have, but have coveted what belongs to your neighbor. This contradicts your baptism, so you question the power of your baptism. Listen to God's word. Your baptism is more powerful than your sin. It is God's unshakable promise that the death that Jesus died is the death you died. You are dead to sin. You are alive with Christ. He is your champion, your shield, your robe of righteousness, your defense against the arrows of accusation the devil shoots at your heart. You have a new life to live. It is a life of loving God above all things, cherishing His holy name, hanging on every word He speaks, loving those in authority, caring for your neighbor's needs, living chastely, honestly, protecting your neighbor's reputation, and being happy with the blessings God has given you. That's your life. The holy life lived according to God's commandments is the life that God has given you to live in your baptism, for this is the life of Christ. Baptism washes away your sins every single day of your life. God's name and your name are joined together permanently. It is a permanent covenant between God and His children. If you have broken it on your side, do you think that God will break it on His side? Will He not receive you back when you repent of your sins and turn to Him? Will He not receive you as His dear child who is washed in the blood of Jesus, free from blame? But woe to you who think that God's gospel is a license to sin, who think that God doesn't care how you live your life, who think that grace is God winking at evil and letting it go. No. Christ confronted your sin on the cross and died. He died for you. He did not die for you so that you would live a life of sin. But He died for you, rose again, and baptized you to give you a new life. Listen to how we confess this. In Luther's Small Catechism, we ask the question, what does such baptizing with water indicate? We answer, it indicates that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Where is this written? St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, we were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Amen. We thank you for joining us this morning on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. We'd also like to invite you to the services of our parish. We have church every Sunday morning at 8:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Fairview, and at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney. Beginning on the second Sunday in September, our schedule is going to change, and we will be having the service at Trinity in Sydney at 10:45, beginning the second Sunday in September. Tune in next week for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.